Subhaharan Kandia is a shop owner in northeast London. His business was looted Monday night, and he says he watched it happening on the television.
11 years work is gone just like that. I work 18, 90 hours a week, and it just wiped up within one or two hours. Everything will gone. Everything wiped up.
Kandia's shop is one of many looted in a wave of riots that have raged for three nights now. Rioters have smashed windows and broken into shops, attacked city buses, and set cars on fire, as well as buildings across the city. It's not just London. Similar scenes have engulfed other major cities like Birmingham and Liverpool. Back in Hackney on Tuesday, workers were cleaning up the aftermath of the previous night's havoc. The streets were cleaned after burned-out cars were dragged away. Police were on guard and waiting for reinforcements in case the area was hit with another night of rioting. And more police will be good news for some of those who were there Tuesday night, like local resident Basani Mabialan.
I was very, very scared. I felt helpless. And I could see on TV that the police, you know, are trying their best to deal with the situation, but I could also see it was something too much for them either. So I felt scared in that way because I could see that the people who were supposed to sort of protect me are outnumbered or outstretched.
Teenager Shune says many were scared.
I guess a lot of the neighbouring people that lived in the estates were all locked their doors because it was quite dangerous with all the fires and all the cars that were exploding.
The police have to bring the riots under control, says Hackney's Member of Parliament, Diane Abbott. But the roots of unrest must also be addressed.
There's no question that there's a section of our young people who feel they have absolutely no stake in society. No stake at all. And they're also seeing in their wider community the social capital disappearing.
Issues that politicians may need to confront once the riots have stopped. But Tuesday night in Hackney, locals were worried about their immediate safety. Saila Hennessy for VOA News, London.